break it down, down like this.
What's up, everyone? Welcome along to Temp Perfect Workout of the Week. It is great to have you here for another week where we are doing Fast February, getting those wheels rolling for the month, doing interval training, doing some faster stuff. My name is Hayden Sherman. It is fantastic to have you with us. And a big shout out to New Balance, who are sponsoring us this month and giving away $150 worth of vouchers to you guys every single week. So be sure to tag at RunTempoFit and at New Balance NZ to go into the draw every week. Congratulations to our winner from last week. And be sure to tag us on Instagram and Facebook in your workout posts to be in the draw. Right, this week's workout, what are we doing? It is a interval session where we are doing 10k pace and 5k race pace work. We're going to do 3x1 mile at 10k pace and then 3x1k at 5k pace. This is a bit of a classic, really. More details straight after the break. All right, the full rundown of today's workout. So you'll do your usual 15 minutes or so jog warm up, then some dynamic stretches, leg swings, that sort of thing, and maybe some drills and maybe even a few little strides to get in the feel of it. I like to do kind of like 3x50 meter strides, just reasonably quick start, maybe at about 10k pace, 5k pace, mile pace for about 50 meters and kind of warm up that way. Everyone's got their different warm-up routines, but that's my go-to. All right, so the workout itself, you're going to do 3x1 mile at your 10k race pace, 2 minutes jog after every mile. Now, if you go by kilometers usually and you're like, Hayden, what is a mile? A mile is 1.609 meters. So it's basically 4 laps of the track. But if you are, say, on a measured pathway and they've got markers every 500 meters, you could always just do this 1.5 kilometers, 1.5K rather than 1.6K or 1 mile. Up to you how you split it. For those American and some of our British listeners, you may like to do, you may have a pathway with mile markers. And if that's the case, ideal. This is perfect. But then we switch over to the metric system. So we do 3x1 mile at 10k pace. Then we go metric on it and we go 3x1k at 5k pace. So that's where we change up the gears, run a little bit quicker, 2 minutes jog after every interval. Now, the terrain that you want to be on should be flat. It should be measurable if you're using a GPS watch, or there should be markers on. We want to know what your splits are. We also want to keep this off the trails because we want to know how fast we're moving today. And why? Well, I'll get into that reason shortly after the break and kind of explain. Well, this workout's got several reasons why we would do it, but there's one big one in particular, and I'll dig into that one. But essentially, we do really want to be on a flat, measurable surface. And if you're stuck inside and want to do this on the treadmill, this can be a really good one to do on the treadmill. Nice and easy to measure. So why are we doing today's workout? Well, there are elements, and if you've been training with us for a little while, you understand this lactate threshold, sort of your 1 hour race pace, and then up to your VO2 max pace, which is sort of your 10 minute race pace. So we're kind of touching both ends of that spectrum because this is a broken, we're doing intervals, so you get some work and then you do some rest. Now, what that means is your heart rate isn't elevated for a prolonged period of time that you'd have with a tempo run. And so what it does is you kind of oscillate around this kind of lactate threshold type heart rate. So it goes higher than that, then you come back down with the recoveries and it goes higher. But ultimately, we're getting a little bit of that kind of lactate threshold stuff. We're also getting a bit of that VO2 max stuff, particularly towards the end of those 3x1K. Your heart rate's going to be going, your breathing's going to be getting pretty intense. You're going to be looking forward to that 2 minute jog recovery every time towards the end of it. But ultimately, the main reason we're doing today's workout is it's skill practice, and it's also a development of that muscular endurance with that skill. So for most runners out there, the most common event that we will do nowadays is actually the 5K. So often we have a local park run, and this is probably the I would say park run is the greatest thing to happen to running in the last 10, 15 years. It's absolutely fantastic. There's park runs almost in every major town or city in English-speaking nations anyway. So well done to the crew in London who set up the first one in Bushy Park and made it into this worldwide movement. And there's volunteers around, and many of you who are listening will be volunteering at park runs. And it's just such a fantastic thing. And what it means for us runners is we get to do this. It's not called a race, it's a timed run, but we get to do this workout sort of race type situation quite often whenever we like at that 5K race pace. And this is what today's designed for, is to get you practicing that pace and also practicing your 10K race pace so you can really learn to smash out a good 5K or 10K. And the other reason that as a coach that I like to see people doing 5Ks is it is such good preparation for, let's say, a trail race or for a half marathon or marathon. A, it gives you a cue on your fitness, on how you're tracking. And B, it's just a great workout that you can recover from quickly and get a good amount of stress on your body and recover back from it and then hit your main race later. So that's why I always encourage people to line up some 5Ks or 10Ks a month or two out from their key races. Now, how do we do that skill practice today? So we're doing 3 times 1 mile at your 10K pace. So obviously we're getting some skill practice at that pace, and then 3 times 1K at your 5K pace. And really, we're getting through quite a lot of distance at those paces. So we're going, 5K worth at 10K pace and 3K worth at 5K pace, all in the one workout. So it's time on feet, really, this workout. And it's like a cricket batsman or bowler getting in the nets and just practicing, you know, just bowling, or batting, or a golfer getting out there and just practicing their tee-offs, you know, practicing their swing, going through those motions and really learning that skill. So when it comes to the crunch that they need to do that perfect tee-off down the green, down the fairway, they can really nail that first shot. I'm not a golfer, sorry. I'm probably using all the wrong language. But you get the idea. This is skill development, and we're trying to get more time out on your feet, and that's why we're giving you these recoveries so you can get more time on your feet. All right.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Finally, a few little tips on how to do this workout. So I mentioned before about the terrain. The other thing that I'd love you to do is find out what exact splits you should be aiming for. So jump onto tempofit.org, look up the calculator, the race and pace calculator, plug in an estimated or recent race time, and that will spit out your projected 5K and 10K pace. And you just need to do a little bit of maths and work out what pace per kilometre or mile you'll be doing. Usually you're between around about 5 to 10 seconds per kilometre difference. So you'll be speeding up for the 5K, obviously. Now, when you're doing these splits, there's a real temptation. Well, it's just common practice for us to go out a little bit quick, particularly I think for the 1K reps. For the mile, it's sort of like, okay, that's a longer period of time and make sure I need to pace myself. But particularly for the 1K reps, you can go out a little bit fast for the first 200 or 300 meters. Now, if you find yourself in that position, you look down at your GPS watch and you're like, oh, that's 15 seconds per K faster than planned. Now, do you at this point, A, hold the pace, B, slow up the pace to your goal pace, or C, overcompensate and slow up enough so that you hit your end, your projected pace that you're supposed to hit, but you've effectively gone too fast at the start and too slow at the end and hadn't really run that pace. So obviously, I'm going to go with B. You want to slow up to the pace that you want to be running, which means you're going to run a faster split. So it might be, you know, 5 seconds quicker than planned, but you've practiced the race pace that you intended to practice. This is the point of the workout. It's a skill development. So if you need to just check that pace, pull it back to goal pace partway through the interval, that's totally fine. But then the next interval, really make sure that you don't make the same mistake again. You've practiced that pace. Now you should be able to hit start on your watch, go for it and lock straight into that correct pace and not have to do this compensation thing or slow down and check your pace partway through. So learn it as you go. And by that third interval in the mile reps and the 1K reps, you should be hitting about 200 meters and be pretty much bang on pace. So this is a real skill development exercise. So if you find yourself too fast early on in the interval, don't hold that pace, slow up a little, but don't slow up too much and overcompensate and end up not running the pace that we're actually aiming to run.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now, before we get to our question of the week, which is how often to run fast, we've looked before in this month how to run fast, the three keys on how to run fast, but how often should you run fast? Like how many times per week? So before I get to that question, I have to do a big shout out to our sponsors for this month, New Balance, because in my hot little hand, I have a pair of shoes called the Fresh Foam 1080, the version 10, and this is an incredibly sexy pair of shoes. Like when you look at the photo online, especially when you unbox it, it's like, oh, that is a different looking pair of shoes and it looks comfy. It almost looks, it's kind of got that sock feel about it. It's not technically a sock design, but it feels very nice. It's 8mm drop, fresh foam technology underfoot, so it feels nice and light. But what I love about it is actually what it's doing above the foot, and so just that softness of design, particularly around the heel. And this is a thing that I often look for when I look for a pair of shoes. How is it going to affect my Achilles? I've had Achilles problems for ages. I don't want that heel box to be really intrusive and sort of aggravating. You know how you sometimes get that wear on the around where the Achilles sits in that heel box? This is a really different design. So it's got this beautiful molded soft material. Well, I don't know if soft's the word. It's a forgiving material that just sits so nicely around that Achilles, and it feels so good to run. So if you are struggling with Achilles problems, this could be a good one to look for. It's only an 8mm drop, so it's not going to be that one that you might wear if you've got really acute Achilles pain, but it's a good one for you returning yourself to more of a minimalist setup. So do check it out, the Fresh Foam 1080s. Right, back to the question, how often should I run fast? Now, this is one of those questions where I have to answer straight up with, it totally depends. And so it depends on what you've been doing. It depends on how your training's looking. It depends on what time of the year you're in, what your goals are. But as a solid rule, usually 1 to 3 times per week, you want to be doing something faster than easy pace. Now, if you are a miler coming up to a key race, maybe you're doing 4 or 5 faster sessions where you're out there running fast on the track. If you're a marathon runner, maybe you're just doing, you know, 2 sort of marathon pace type workouts, maybe an interval session a week. Or if you're in total off season, maybe you're just doing 1 session per week. So it really does depend. But the key is always to understand what you did last week, to have a look at your workouts last week or the week before and the week before that and say, what did I do? How did my body hold up? Can I do the same this week? Can I do a little bit more? And that's always the key. And it always, the other part of that is to also look not just at, okay, I did a workout that day, I did fast running, but to understand what that fast running looked like. So this week we're doing 1K reps and mile reps. Now, next week, it's probably not a good idea to just jump straight into all out 400 meter reps. Like, that's very different. So you want to understand there needs to be a bit of a bridging workout. And that's what we're always trying to do with Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. Make sure each week is building on the last and not shocking your body into something new. So looking at the dynamics of it, were the hills in it, were they really, really fast, or were they extended slower intervals or a tempo run? And then looking at also the quantity of it. So was it like 20 times 400 at your mile pace, like a ridiculous workout? Or was it like 4 times 400 at your mile pace, a much more achievable workout? So they are some ideas. Understand what you did last week and the week before that. Understand where you are in your season and what your goals are, what races you've got coming up. And that'll help determine whether you're more one faster workout or maybe three, maybe four faster workouts in the week. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this episode of Workout of the Week. It's been fantastic having you here. 3 times 1 mile at your 10K pace, 2 minutes jog between each interval, and then 3 times 1K at your 5K pace. Get out there, have fun with this workout, post up how it went on Instagram and Facebook, tag us in at Run Tempo Fit and at New Balance NZ to be in the draw to win one of those $150 vouchers. Get your hands on some fresh foams, get your feet on some fresh foams, more like it. Happy running, everyone. Hello, my fellow runners. I would love to connect with you all online, so please search for Run Tempo Fit on Instagram, Facebook, and Strava, and use the hashtag TempoFitWow to tag your workouts. And remember, during the month of February 2020, New Balance is giving away $150 of vouchers every week to fuel your run. So tag us in at Run Tempo Fit and at New Balance NZ to be in the draw to win. Finally, if you have enjoyed this podcast and you've got value out of this workout, would you mind giving us a little 5-star review through your podcast app and subscribing? That would be a huge help to us. Thank you, everyone. Happy running.